Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. I'm just here for the YouTube comments.
That's right. All right. So today we are talking about the Espinosa Laranja Reserva Azulejo Toro, 6-inch by 52. Comes out of the San Latano factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Ecuadorian Sumatra. Binder is Brazilian Arapiraca. Filler is from Nicaragua. It is blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $12.05. And the cigar was released in October of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I thought overall average. This is a super strong cigar for me. This is full strength by the time it got to the end for me. And I think that was the part that I ultimately didn't really appreciate about it. But the notes in itself is pretty rustic, like very earthy, super drawn out, like a lot of dry red pepper spice, ton of minerals. But by the second third, it kind of took a nice little break away from that. But most of the time, because it was so earthy and spicy and strong, it was like, it's not the, I don't prefer strong cigars, but if you're going to give me a strong cigar, at least give me some really good flavors, right? And I feel like the core range of flavors was so earthy and rustic and spicy that that's what ultimately just kind of like made me feel like average about it because it didn't carry the flavors for me.
You don't think Hector gave you any flavors? That's what you're saying?
Hector is full of flavors, but not in the, but not in blue.
What were your thoughts?
Yeah, listen, sweet spices, cedar, leather, earth, nutty, tobacco qualities, medium full strength and body. I really liked the cigar, beginning to end. That was great. Amazing construction. I think if I recall correctly, I really liked the press because I felt like it was a soft press. Am I correct? Do we have a photo?
Soft press, baby.
Yeah, there it is.
Elegant.
It's that looks good coloring there. I want to know who thinks.
Yeah, I love that color.
It's God, that's a really good photo. Who took that photo? Was that you, Aaron?
Aaron.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That's good.
I love that blue that they have on here. The ribbon, that particular shade of blue, I think it looks really nice.
Oh, yeah. So. I like it all around, man.
All right, John, how about you?
Tell me if you've heard this before. Toasted ground, black pepper, baking spices, leather, creaminess, creamy pepper, medium full in strength and body. I really like this cigar. This was good. I actually felt that despite the fact that it started out kind of medium full, I would call the strength and body light plus. So I feel like, you know, it kind of like, and I think Jew mentioned this, it kind of pulled back, which was nice because I think sometimes if it's too peppery for too long, you can get palate fatigue. But it was nice. It kind of stepped back and then it came back. Nice creamy wood and some mild citrus in the second third. Last third was, if you like really spicy, the last third definitely had some almost like an Italian pasta dish where they put fresh cracked pepper in it. So you get that creaminess, but then you just get like that really sharp pepper, which I enjoy. Some sweetness, some leather, construction was perfect. So, you know, this is my jam. This is exactly my jam. So yeah, I liked it. It was a good cigar. Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with dark wood, dark earth, and baking spice, kind of later transitioned to black pepper. It was a bit of cocoa powder for a bit. Second third changed to musty wood and dry earth. The final third seeing some bitterness kind of build up there. I thought it started nicely. It had a bold combination of good flavors. Second third was a kind of like a light switch, though, kind of seeing those bold flavors mellow. And then the cigar kind of finished out with bitterness kind of taking the profile downhill even more. But, good start with the downhill slide, which is kind of disappointing. Fair amount of strength, as June had alluded to. I'd be interested in checking this out in the Corona size, just to see if it can maintain that first third a little bit longer for me. But this particular Vitola doesn't really intrigue me to come back to it. But like I said, I would try another Vitola. The Corona is what I wanted to go towards initially, but it just wasn't available from where we were sourcing it from at the time. So,
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with Seth and John, both giving it a 6.82. June gave it a 6.10. I gave it a 5.75. So, Seth, how that 6.82 matchup for you?
I mean, I liked the cigar. I really did. I remember talking about, you know, I always talk about whenever there's Ecuador and Sumatra, there's kind of like the darker offering or the lighter offering. And I usually go for the lighter offering, which is kind of what EP Carrillo does. And AJ has always done that darker thing. But Hector did a good job with this blend. And I really like that really dark, rich Ecuador and Sumatra flavors delivered. So good job, man.
All right, John, same for you.
Yeah, and I'll add to that the Araparaca, I think, is what gives this nice syrupy sweetness. And I think that gives that the balance where, you know, I think if you just get that pepper, it'd be too much for your palate. But that Araparaca brings that nice balance, that creaminess, the sweetness. Man, this is, you know, like to me, this is like exactly, if I want to smoke a medium full cigar, this is exactly where I want to be, where it brings the strength, but it also brings the flavor with it. And it does provide some nuance within that. So, yeah, I didn't realize this is available in a Corona, so that'll be on the lookout for that.
All right, June, 6.1.
I don't think there was enough Araparaca.
You wanted a double binder?
Yeah, I wanted a double Araparaca.
Two times.
You are a DB, man.
Times.
You D boy.
EP it.
I didn't care for this. This was... It was too strong, not enough like flavors to get away from the earthiness of it. Way too much minerals, way too much spice. Like, I don't know. It was
been eating too much Americanized Chinese food, I think, is the problem.
No. You know what the issue is? Not enough Araparaca. How do you fucking say this word?
Araparaca.
Araparaca.
Sounds like a Mortal Kombat character, doesn't it?
Come here, finish him. Araparaca.
Okay,
I got that reference.
I digress. Okay, finish him. Next.
So my 5.75 matches up well. Overall, it was an average flavor profile with perfect construction. I did like the first third, and like I said, it kind of just flipped a switch in the second third, and it just changed on me. So if that first third would have kept going, I'm talking about a different cigar. So maybe I just got a bum sample, whatever it was. So I'll revisit it down the road sometime. Final thoughts on this from you guys. I'll try not to cut you off.
I got 2 hours 14 smoking out of this, which it's the second Toro that I've smoked where I got over 2 hours, and to me that's kind of my ballpark, like somewhere between 2 and 2.5 hours. So to me that's a sign of a well-constructed cigar that's kind of burning really well. And I think, you know, if you're going to go over $10 in a price point, to me on a Toro, I got to be able to get more than 2 hours smoking time. So I think that lines up really well.
We all four scored this as perfect construction, which I don't know that has happened very often. So
it's an AJ
Factory, baby.
Is this Celentano, you said?
Yeah, Celentano.
Yeah. Celentano. It's that extra nickel, man.
Everyone's going.
That little nickel.
Just boom, 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 man. Just
if you roll these perfect, something coming to you at the end of the day, my friend.
Little nickel right there, baby.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us and check out the full written review on the website, developedpalace.com.
This is what Espinosa should use as their fucking advertising right here. This would make me buy their cigars.
Little nickel.
Like, God, those guys are fucking nuts.
And you better not wash your freaking hands when you go home.
Follow us on all the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Araparaca.